This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. I am a very, very suspicious person, as you know. Anyway, so what in the world is really truly going on? What is really truly going on in the world today? Well, you know, we've got deep state operations going on. That's just to name a few. By the way, they are many. They are many going on right now. I mean, it's absolutely a bevy, if you will. I like to use that word. I don't know why I use that word. It's kind of a strange radio word. There is a bevy of information coming out about deep state operations as we ramp it up to the election year. Season. This is the year, but the season's coming up. And we've only got a few more short weeks until the November election, and that's going to be a tidal wave, a red tidal wave against the deep state. Against the blue state, there's going to be blue drops, not a blue wave, but a blue drop or two, maybe. Ultimately, might sort of be a mist, if you will. Anyway, so welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We're having just an enormous amount of success in operational behavior coming from everybody at New California, and we really do appreciate it, all the work that everybody has put in. We have the phone lines open also, so you can call in. I know a lot of people have been wondering about Chris Street and everything and wanting to call in. He's not with us right now, but we have, of course, a whole lot of other things going on. The death of Jenny Moore from Tracy, California, a deep state investigator, citizen journalist, who mysteriously died in her bedroom, or at least in her hotel room in Washington, D.C., as she was researching, child sex trafficking. And I was just speaking last night to some people, kind of interesting conversation about just these issues and how dangerous it really truly is for citizen journalists to be finding out information and getting information out to the public, and how really sensitive all these folks are about their predilection towards, sex with minors, sex with children. Yeah, they don't like it when you get close. And it seems to me that Jenny Moore and also George Webb, who's also been working with him, it could be at risk. And George Webb, you might see his YouTubes. He walks around Washington, D.C., talking about the various things going on at Washington, D.C., and all the monuments, all the places, kind of getting you a perspective as to where these places are and what's been happening. Truly real places, real things, and stuff happening inside them. Anyway, so we got a lot of stuff going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and you can call in the number. I didn't give you the call-in number. It's 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. You can call in any time you want right now. We're going to open up the lines, and I'll see some calls. And if, you know, please type in your information, just a few things. We want to know what you want to talk about. Of course, it's obvious that we got a lot of things to talk about here. This is Grievance Day. This is Grievance Day on Agenda 21 Radio. New California, Grievance Number 30 is out. It's been published. It's out. And what a grievance it is. What a grievance it is. You can actually read the grievance by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and click on the grievance button. Click on the grievance button. Anyway, a lot of things happening for New California. And by the way, you can call into the 800 number that's on the brochures, 877-828-2753, 877-828-2753. That is the 800 number that we utilized for New California. And you can call in there and leave a message or answer. We'll answer your questions, get back to you, that sort of thing. Or if you need flyers or if you need whatever. You know, if you want to find out about your own county in California. Now, listen, it's kind of interesting. Since everybody's fled the state of California, we have quite the diaspora in the various states around the nation and also countries. You know, Kanakata, people flee to Kanakata thinking that's better. Listen, what we're hearing now, and we've been warning everybody about this, everybody's fleeing California and going to other states with greater opportunity, and now what we're getting is people are saying, oh, you know what? It's just like California now out here in some of these states. The California process, the Californication process, has taken place. We've got a guest. Let's see if we can answer this, all right? Let's see if it pops on. There you go. All right. Is this, this is Dane. Dane Sensor, what are you doing, brother? Welcome to, what's going on?
Hey, Paul. Well, I'll tell you, so much is happening so quick, so fast. It's actually so hard for even the fake news to keep up with it. You know, Paul, I have a theory on all these deaths across the country. And believe me, there's a lot of them, because if you go to Facebook and Twitter, you'll see a lot of them. But you won't see them on the national news because they don't want to report about them to tell about them. But my theory is this, and you can call me a conspiratorist, a whack job on thinking this theory, but I'll tell you, I believe that these are part of the cleaners cleaning up after the deep state, because they know what's ahead of them for them. If these people turn on them and start telling them what they've done in the past, they know that they're going to do some hard time. And that's what's happening. They're cleaning up their mess. They got their own little hit squads, their own deep state cleaners, and they're cleaning shop to get rid of these people, just like the mob did. There was a incident in the I don't know if you saw the casino where all the mob bosses were in trial, and they had a little conference in the back room of the trial, and they were debating whether they should get rid of this one guy who thought they might testify on him. Well, the last guy that they asked, they all said, well, he's a good guy. I think he's a stand-up Marine. But the last mob boss, he goes, well, I'll tell you what, why take the chance? And that's what they're doing. Why take the chance?
Right. Yeah, why take the chance? And I think what you're talking about is Jenny Moore, the apparent assassination of Jenny Moore, which just occurred here in Washington. Not here in Washington. We broadcast out of Washington, as you know, but we're in California. I think you're referring to that. Dane, I wanted to get an update because we're going to come up against a break right now, and I got another caller on the phone. I wanted to get an update from you on what's going on in Chicago over the last weekend. How many people were killed? Well, how many shootings were there, and how many killed?
Well, it sort of calmed down a little, but it hasn't calmed down. It's just a little finger in the dam. You know, it's a little public relation news. This is what they do after there's a mass shooting and killing weekend. They sort of do a little PR job, and then it goes back to normal. That's all that happens. The typical Chicago, you know, a three-card Monty, and then until the next big murder weekend heads up, they ramp it up to do the little PR job again. That's about it. They do nothing, the bottom line.
Well, I heard a stunning figure out there, excuse me, that only a few people get prosecuted for these murders.
Well, Paul, the last big shooting, where there was 70 shootings and 13 deaths at the last count. There might have been more, but that was my last count that I heard.
Yeah.
Hey, Dane, there has not been one arrest from that.
Dane, hang on. We got the music coming up. When we come back, we're going to get more Dane Censor and also your calls. Here on Agenda 21 Radio, 215-867-8255. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Thank you. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Dane, we were with Dane Censor, and he's on the phone right now from Chicago, giving us a sort of a Chicago update. Only a few, a small percentage of the shootings that go on in Chicago, either with a killing or with a, just a shooting incident, ever get prosecuted. No one gets tried. It's kind of, you know, crime just runs rampant in Chicago. And, of course, the interesting thing, Dane, is that yesterday I spent quite a bit of time on the phone with representatives from Chicago and Illinois who are following New California and actually are planning, in the planning stages, in fairly advanced stages, of forming a new state much along the same lines as New California for Illinois. Does that surprise you?
Not at all. In fact, I spread the word here every day to people here. They're very interested. They're very interested in what's happening in California. They see California as a big loss. And they say the same thing's happening in our state, but it's even worse here, they think. They think it's even worse in Illinois than in California now. That's how bad it is here, Paul. And, you know, here's a very frightening statistic. 7% of the convictions happen in Chicago. Now, L.A. and New York, which are much bigger cities than Chicago, have a 50 to 70% conviction rate, where Chicago is only 7%. There was an editorial by one of the news stations here that did an editorial on this. What a frightening figure. It's unbelievable. So, you know, in a way, Chicago and Illinois is in deeper trouble than California. But the good news is, Paul, that we are doing something in California to alleviate the problem and correct it and make it a legitimate state again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Dane, I want to thank you very much for calling in and giving us that grim report, but also maybe a hope. Hope is going to be taking over there about what the people in Illinois are trying to do right now, because there's a lot of people that are starting to follow on with what New California has done and going to model what is we're doing right now, which is, you know, and as you know, we have the a second constitutional convention coming up here on the 5th and 6th of October, which ought to be very, very fruitful. It's going to be a big, big event. We know that. Anyway, Dane, thanks a lot for calling in. We'll be talking to you tomorrow or the next day.
All right, Paul. Stay safe, and God bless.
Thank you very much, Dane. Okay, that was Dane Censor, and also on the phone right now. Please identify yourself. I don't have your name. Michelle, I guess, right? Michelle, are you there? Oh, I guess we... Michelle, are you there? Let's see. Michelle, are you there? Well, I don't know about that. How about this? Michelle, are you there? Okay. Michelle, are you there? Okay, well, we lost Michelle, apparently. So, anyway, okay. So what Dane Censor is talking about, which is really a wonderful thing, right? I mean, 7% conviction rate over people that are murdering and slaughtering the people in Chicago? I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway, that's sort of the bottom line with what's going on in Chicago. And that's why people are calling us now wanting help. What do you think of that? Wanting help. I think this is a big banner day, actually. For New California, every day is getting to be a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger banner day. And I think that's something that a lot of people are starting to realize, especially those people close to New California, realizing this is, we're just starting to get a foothold and we're just starting to become more and more successful. We're really, really right there with us. And let's try this one now. Let's see, we got... Get the thing rocking on roll here. I don't know about this. Our system. Ah, okay. It says please take host off here. Okay. All right. Let's try this now. Okay. We got Steve. Are you there? Steve, are you there? Okay. What are we doing here? We need to talk about economic collapse. Let's see if we can get Steve to call back in here real quick. maybe we can mitigate this whole thing. Is something going on with my... Of course, there's always something going on, right? Yeah. Anyway, we'll just redo everything here and figure out what's happening. Okay, technology, I love it. When you start getting calls in and everything, it just kind of whacks you out a little bit here. Let's see. Okay, we go this way. And we go that way. All right. We'll try it now. Are you there, Steve? Show us that you're there. Okay. Let's answer this one. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Paul.
Awesome. Okay. Well, listen, welcome to the show, Steve Elkins, the Steve Elkins Show. I was on your show on Sunday. You wanted to say a few words about the economic collapse?
Well, no, my question was for your guest. I didn't catch his name, but he mentioned about an economic collapse, so whether it's a sniffle or a real recession. He didn't state so, but he said, I guess, in March. But we were talking last night about this article I found on Zero Hedge. It's entitled Retail Collapse. There are 2018's 57 biggest store closings. And basically, it says, as the retail apocalypse deepens, more than 3,800 stores are expected to close across the country this year. We've had, I'd say, at least 4 to 5 really poor retail Christmases, I would say, in a row. I don't know if you agree with that, but I was always taught that in economics 101, two recessions equals a depression, so which kind of makes sense now why I think there's a big push for the West here to get into some kind of conflict, whether it's a Cold War with Russia or an actual war with somebody, to maybe offset this this economic collapse we're probably going to be seeing coming up in March. But the sector, I guess the question I have is the sector, which sector was your guest referring to? The housing bubble market, first of all, or was he referring to something else first?
The technology sector. And that's what the point was, is that the CEO of Microsoft sold off a big chunk of course, Microsoft is, like what he was saying, Microsoft was not seen by anybody. Nobody was looking at Microsoft because they're just sort of Microsoft and they're big, and but they were really getting market share, and their price was going pretty high, and just recently their owner or the CEO sold. In other words, buy low, sell high, which is exactly what he did. He's selling off at the top of the market, which he anticipates, which backs up what it's Chris Street who's been talking about this for probably 2 years now. He's the one who advises New California about what's going on with the economic collapse and all that good stuff. And it's panning out exactly as he has designed, or not designed, but says the design is following. He's just reporting what the design is. So what you have is you have a lot of these companies that are in Silicon Valley, and because they get capital gains, they get taxed on the capital gains, and that's just massive cash flow to the state of California for its tax revenue that's needed desperately. But the problem is, and why there's an opportunity for New California, and we've been saying this ever since we started New California because we could see this lining up out there, is that these high-tech companies, especially that are populating Silicon Valley and around the Bay Area, are going through an economic collapse right now, starting with Facebook. Facebook is one of the largest contributors of capital gains revenue to the state of California. As you know, what's happened to Facebook, and it's going to continue to decline in terms of revenue. But the big revenue loss is going to be starting to be seen in March. And that's going to be a big problem. And we got a break coming up, and we're talking with Steve Elkins. He's also a radio host, the Steve Elkins Show. You can hear him on Sundays on GCN. Anyway, Republic Broadcasting.
RBN.
Yeah,
Republic,
we're going to be talking to him when we come back. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Of course, a lot of things going on with New California. And we had Chris Street on with us in the last hour. We talked about a whole host of things with Chris, from deep state issues, Jeff Sessions, and so on. And so those of you who do not know, full disclosure is deep state issues with Chris Strait is nothing new, nor to me either. But Jeff Sessions is advised by Chris Strait, just to let you know, sort of a little information for you. Chris Strait was also featured in the book and also in the movie called Death by China by Peter Navarro. Now, Peter Navarro, of course, is the person who handles all the trade issues. He's sort of the trade czar for Donald Trump. So he works directly with the president. So that's a pretty good authority, actually. And we have Steve Elkins with us right now from the Steve Elkins Show. And he was asking questions about the economic collapse. And, Steve, the California the California recession is going to be hitting us probably. You can start to see the cash flow, as Chris Street was saying, really start to dry up in March of 2019. And, of course, he says 6 months after that, the problem for California budget-wise is going to be enormous. Are you there?
I'm still here. Yeah. So you say the tech sector first, and probably the housing will follow that, correct? What do you think?
Well, the housing market in California has really kind of self-destroyed itself in many ways. And actually, we're seeing a real downturn right now in housing in California. Yeah, that's something that not a lot of people are talking about, but sales are starting to dry up in a lot of different places, primarily because that no one can afford them. And so you have a lot of the vacancy rate, especially in your city centers like Los Angeles, Orange County, San Francisco. You have a lot of empty homes, empty places that no one can buy. They just can't afford it.
Paul, are we seeing an exodus yet from industry? Not talking about the tech, but just general industry. Are we seeing an exodus out of the state yet or not?
Well, that exodus has been ongoing and driven by the radical policies and so on, the monoparty system and the 11-month legislative cycle, which can constantly pass bills and overtax and overregulate you. So the businesses are drying up, too. And what's happening here in California is the dry up, if you will, of anything middle class. So businesses that were, you know, mom-and-pop operations, storefronts and things like that, those are all gone now. And especially in large areas, a lot of them are gone. Some places, you know, are doing pretty well in terms of the economy. So, oddly enough, it's your agricultural communities that are really starting to perform very, very well in the Central Valley, and I happen to be in one of those communities. We can see that it's not really – the recession is not here, even though inflation is here. We certainly see it, oddly enough, in our own food sources that we have. We grow and sell here, harvest and sell. But the recession part of inflation part of it is still very much with us. And, of course, that's because of the gas prices. So you have high gas. You have overregulation. It's the perfect combination to beat businesses out of small and medium and even larger industries out of California. You're seeing a lot of flight of major companies. Boeing, all the aircraft industry is gone out of California. That was a huge industry in California. It's all gone. It's all gone now. Boeing closed up its Long Beach plant, where they built the C-17s down there, gosh, 2 or 3 years ago. And they did that primarily because of the overregulation. They couldn't handle the personnel things from the EDD, which is the Employment Development Department of California. They're so restrictive and so many taxes and regulations and fees and all this other stuff. And they play games with the businesses. You don't play games if you're a government entity with businesses like Boeing. You know, they have the capability of just jumping right out. So, yeah, that's all gone now.
Well, I'm familiar with that C-17. I worked on the C-5 Galaxy when I was in the military, and that's a big bird, that plane there. That's a good contract Boeing has. But that's about it. By the way, my show is not the Steve Elkins show.
No.
It's off the beaten path.
That's right. It's off the beaten path, right. Well, it's nice to have your name associated with your own show, I know, because I don't say Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
I didn't want to do that. I appreciate that.
Anyway.
Hey, by the way, I got a lot of great feedback on your interview on my show on Sunday. Throughout the day yesterday, people were calling in and saying this, that they learned about Agenda 21 and Ickley and what was going on with the fires, and they were very impressed with you as an interview. So I just want to thank you again for being on my show. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. You know, we want to get the word out. Of course, they all loved New California, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we dropped the website a couple times, too. So, again, last night also, a couple calls calling in. So thank you again. You did a great job.
Awesome. So, Steve, thank you very much for being
with us.
Okay, bye. Okay, so anyway, you can call in 215-867-8255 is the call-in line, so you can call in there. We are on the air taking phone messages, and I guess we had a couple calls that came in. We couldn't quite connect the dot with them, and we'll definitely do so the next time you guys call in. So 215-867-8255. Okay, like I said, this is Grievance Day. And where's the time going? Pretty soon we're going to be up there out in on the courthouse steps reading the grievances and all that stuff. So anyway, yeah, we go to the courthouse steps because that's where basically this is a legal proceeding. People are stating a legal complaint in form of a grievance. That's why the First Amendment is there to redress grievances. We are redressing our grievances with the state of California. We're perfectly, it's not political. Don't take it personal. This is the way we feel. And the Constitution guarantees that. We can do this. So we are using our legal authority as citizens. People oftentimes ask, well, how do you get the legal authority to act? Well, hello. Why do you feel you don't have the legal authority to act as an American citizen on your government? Now, that's the best question of all now, isn't it? So I'll give that back. Why do you feel you don't have the legal authority or right to do that? Hello? See, they don't understand the Constitution. You have the legal right to do this. The Constitution says you do. So therefore, you can. You have to feel the power, brother. I mean, really, what's what it is? And a lot of people don't understand that they have that power and authority over government. And unfortunately, that's why in California, it's the way it is. Because California government is, they know better than the citizens. Well, they're starting to learn some lessons. They don't know so much as the citizens. And right now, things are starting to cook off, if you know what I mean. I keep thinking about the Awan brothers. I don't know why I would think about the Awan brothers, because the California relationship with the Awans, you know, the Awan brothers, they're the ones that are the IT guys that were stealing and part of that big espionage ring that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she was just out there gathering all kinds of data and then turning it over to the Awan brothers, and the Awan brothers were then downloading it, you know, onto Dropbox. And not only was it Dropbox, but they had drop computers. See, the notion is that we're going to take our super secrets that no one can find, which is totally wrong. We can take our super secrets and we can put it in Dropbox and we can store it and no one will know that it's there. And then later on, we'll retrieve it. I think it's called a pop-off or something like that. There's a term, there's an espionage spy term for this. You know, what they do is they take and put their information in the draft portion of an email address, right? And everybody knows the pat. Two people know the passcode to the email address and a person from another server. They can open it up under their code and see it under the draft copy and read it. Ah, there's the facts. Spy network. That's what it is. And it's related to California. When we come back, we'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in. Yeah, the call-in number is 215-TOP-TALK. How's that one grab you? 215-TOP-TALK. I love to talk like that. 215-TOP-TALK. 867-8255. That is the number that will get you. 215-867-8255. I'm shocked. Shocked to see Gamma. Secret meetings. Key to states' energy, air, water choices. Aha! Now, we posted this yesterday. It's an article that is out from Steve Frank. Now I'm getting all kinds of weird stuff going on here. This is an article in which the energy czars, if you will, secret meeting to key to states, energy, air, and water choices. Says Stephen Frank came up and says, thanks to Tom Elias, the people of California have found out that our water and energy policies are being determined in private, and like the Russians and Cubans, the policies will be unannounced and implemented, and no need for public information. Isn't that the way it is in California? I mean, hey, that's just the way it's okay. We like government like this, right? Yeah, this article, and I want to thank Mr. Elias for this. This article came out. The Davis Enterprise. Tom, you're in Davis, California. The People's Republic of Davis, as they say. It says many of California's vital energy, water, and air quality decisions of the last few years may have been made in secret. And during secret meetings involving Governor Jerry Brown's office and his appointed heads of key state agencies. I'm shocked to see Jerry Brown there, aren't you? Doing things in secret with, you know, public utilities officials that are working hand in hand with, guess what? Water Resources Organizations, the control board? Ha ha! How about, let's see. Oh, the Air Resources Board. Mary Nichols. My favorite totalitarian monster. The California Air Resources Board. Yeah, Mary Nichols. She operates that. How are you doing, YouTube? Yeah, Mary Nichols. She is a monster. She should be tried for crimes against humanity for helping to promote. Are you ready for this? Air quality tests of children breathing in diesel fumes to see if it'll kill them. Yeah, UCLA, USC, they did those things. On behalf of Mary, they got paid big money to do this by the Cal EPA. Through Mary Nichols, of course. Mary Nichols, yeah. Wanting to kill children by breathing in. They're called sensitive subjects. That's the terminology for them. This is all going on in California. Has been for years. It's okay. We don't need to remember any history about the Nuremberg trials and why they were there. Since all the world has adopted the Nuremberg codes, that we wouldn't be torturing children. You know, Joseph Mengele. Get it?
So Mary Nichols, which is, she's very much like Joseph Mengele, except she's the female version of Joseph Mengele, is the president of the California Resources Board, one of the biggest fleecing agencies in the state of California. Corrupt? Oh, yeah. Fleecing, I said. Not policing. Fleecing with the big lie. They have fleeced millions of truck drivers around the state for billions of dollars. Yeah, the old trick of having to fix your stacks, if you will, your exhaust stacks, to comply with some stupid qualifier that's unscientific. Yeah, that's them. It's global warming, I tell you, and Mary Nichols is in charge, but she'll torture children just to see if we can kill them off with diesel fumes, and that'll substantiate. See, what they were trying to do is they were trying to come up with a study that would show that diesel fumes, which they could regulate, and they could tax, and they could say, oh, we need more of these specialized exhaust stacks on the trucks and on the buses that cause fires. By the way, they spontaneously blow up. Yeah. We can tax these people or fine them if they don't have them. The whole fleet. Of course, you know, businesses thinking that the government is omnipotent, not standing up for themselves, didn't run around and challenge the California Air Resources Board. But the Highway Patrol now has figured out, because people like myself and others in the media have been complaining that, gee, Highway Patrol, how can you go out and enforce any kind of state Department of Motor Vehicle codes against people at the request of CARB? You see, because CARB has no policing ability, they don't have any authority to police. Slight problem, right? So the Highway Patrol was going with it for a while, then they figured out that they don't have any authority to police. They don't have any legal jurisdiction to police. Now all of a sudden people are figuring out CARB's been a farce. There are whole counties in California, New California in particular, I like to brag about them, but I'm not going to, but where the Highway Patrol has stood down from enforcing anything dealing with the California Air Resources Board and the megalomaniac in charge, Mary Nichols. Now, I don't know about you, but I guess I'm being pretty tough on her, huh? I mean, he might as well be Joseph Mengele. She might as well be Joseph Mengele's sister, or Spawn, if you will. Probably Spawn, that fits. Just a minor detail. I'm sorry for being so tough on Mary Nichols. But all of you people out there that have paid millions of dollars, you're probably jumping up and down for joy that I'm making the statements. We're coming out. So listen, these are tough times. The people that are running the show up there are totalitarian monsters, and we have to call them out for that. There's a sense of urgency growing because guess what? They're getting more desperate. Jerry Brown and his fires, anyone? Just thought I'd throw that out there for you. And then there's Prop 47, which has brought on complete lawlessness in our communities. Think we might grieve that today. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, it rains, it pours for California, right? For Jerry Brown. Here's another story that we, you know, we started getting into this yesterday. I didn't get into it. But this is from Jason Hopkins of the Daily Caller News Foundation. California regulators relied on precarious assumptions and incomplete data to rationalize their decision to require every home in the state to be fitted with solar panels. Really? In other words, you got lied to again. Just like with the water thing from Mr. Elias out of UC, out of Davis area. Hello! When it rains, it pours, Jerry. The California Energy Commission made history when it voted in May to mandate every home carry solar panel. Now listen, there will not be a California Energy Commission in New California like this. Hello? They won't be mandating every home. Here's a commission mandating that you have to have solar panels. And then what they do is they use false science. Oh, yeah. The whole group of them do. They lie to you. They use a lie from the universities. The university's lying to... Oh, yes, of course. Gee, well, I don't know why they'd lie. Maybe because they'd get more grant money next year if they lie the right way. Get it? Hello, that's the scam, guys. That's why universities suck so bad anymore. I mean, sucking sound so bad anymore. Or they suck so much. Cash out of your pocket. And your kids get no education. Hello, it's coming from 41 years in the system. I'm telling you, that's what's going on. Anyway, thanks for listening on that good note to New California. Please visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. Hello, we got the convention number two, DOS, coming up on October 5th and 6th. Make sure you visit our website at agenda21radio.news. Email me, Paul, at a21r.com. You can call me 877-828-2753. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.